This is the Mike Huckabee Show on the Cumulus Media Networks.
Young children also have mental problems just like adults do. And sometimes that presents itself in depression, bipolar, schizophrenia, all sorts of disorders. 10 million children under the age of 18 are on some form of antidepressant medication. We really haven't talked in some significant way. What are the effects of medicine? I mean, we're talking serious medicine on children's developing minds. Somebody who has thought about it a lot is Caitlin Bell Barnett. She's written a book that is just out this month called Dosed: The Medication Generation Grows Up. She joins me now, along with Dr. Glenn Elliott. And later we'll be joined by Claire Robson, who herself has had some experience with being dosed up as a child. Caitlin, thanks for joining me today. It's a pleasure to have you here.
Hi, Governor Huckabee. Thank you so much for having me on the show. I really appreciate it.
Well, your book is significant because you're opening up a conversation that I don't think that we've had as a country, and that is how much medication should we put children on? And this is something very close to you because you grew up taking antidepressants. What were you diagnosed with, and why was a medication prescribed for you, and at what age?
That's right. So by my own account, I began suffering from depression as a young teenager in response to some medical treatment that I was having. That went undiagnosed for several years. I began seeing therapists about midway through high school when I was about 14 or 15. Therapy was unsuccessful, and after several years, I actually asked my parents if I could begin taking antidepressants. I knew some people in my family who'd had some success with that, and I just I got frustrated. I had been suffering at that point for about 5 or 6 years, and I just couldn't take it anymore. I'd heard that antidepressants had helped some people, and I wanted to try it out. And I they did alleviate my symptoms for a number of years, and I had some success with that.
So it's been a good thing for you then.
It has overall been a good thing in a basic way. What I wanted to show in the book is that even for people who have a basically positive experience in terms of alleviating the symptoms of their psychiatric disorders, though, medication can be much more complicated. It's not just about popping a pill and fixing the basic symptoms. It can have all kinds of side effects, and by that I mean not just physical side effects, but psychological side effects and social side effects. It can impact many different areas of your life. And I think that's especially true as you're growing up and trying to figure out who you are as a person.
Caitlin Bell Barnett is joining me here on the Mike Huckabee Show. Also joining us is Dr. Glenn Elliott. He's written a book called Medicating Young Minds: How to Know If Psychiatric Drugs Will Help or Hurt Your Child. Dr. Elliott, are kids overprescribed medication these days?
Well, the answer is yes, yes and no. There absolutely are studies that have demonstrated that children are often being medicated either excessively or perhaps unnecessarily. There also are excellent studies that show that certain kinds of disorders in certain situations are not nearly enough children are receiving useful medication.
You know, you sounded like an economist. You said yes and no. I thought, okay, he's an economist, not a psychiatrist. But, you know, we all know people. I certainly do, and I think every one of us do. Friends of ours, family members, who without medication would live a very, very challenged life. But with medication, maybe because of a bipolar condition, they have a very productive life. And so we understand that there is great value in it. But is it easy for a doctor just to get out the prescription pad and write a prescription rather than to delve into maybe the deeper reasons that this person is confronted with the challenges of some mental illness?
Well, the answer is yes, and not only is it easy, but it also pays better. I don't mean that in a crass way, but the way the health system is set up, particularly with pediatricians, the average pediatrician has 15 minutes to see two patients. And delving into their deep psychological issues is not part of the game. So we've probably overinvested the value of medication, and as a result of that, we really have not given people a chance to do other kinds of interventions that might be equally effective.
I'm talking with Dr. Glenn Elliott, as well as Caitlin Bell Barnett. We're talking about medicating children for mental illness here on the Mike Huckabee Show. And I, Dr. Elliott, you mentioned, you know, that this happens a lot. But maybe the question, what can parents look for to see if their children are being maybe prematurely medicated or maybe overly medicated? I mean, this is something that you just mentioned, and it's kind of scary. The pediatrician's got 15 minutes to see two people, or he can't meet his overhead. I understand that. But if I'm a parent and I take my 12-year-old in and they get out the prescriptions pad, how do I know as a parent what to look for?
Well, in part, if you feel like all you're being handed is a medication without any effort to understand what's really going on, asking for additional consultation with a specialist, a psychologist, or a child psychiatrist makes a lot of sense. And that's built into the system. It's not always easy to do, but you may need to, you may really need to insist on it. The other thing which several studies have shown is that parent attitude can be really important as well, and this may take some professional help, but assuming that the medicine is going to fix everything is a part of the problem. If you, and that's nicely handled in Caitlin Barnett's book. Assuming that all you got to do is take a pill and everything's going to be better is a very bad place to be. A lot of times, even if you have something like bipolar disorder, you have to come to grips with having bipolar disorder and what that means to you. And it's certainly not great to have a manic episode, but it also isn't great to feel like the only way you can survive is to be on medication.
Caitlin, I find a lot of people do not understand that mental illness is as real, is as much an illness as is a physical disorder. And I'm always frustrated that people say to a friend who might be going through a real serious bout of manic depression or just a clinical depression, and they'll say to them, just snap out of this. And I just want to say how ridiculous it is to tell someone that, because telling a person who is clinically depressed to snap out of it is like telling someone with a broken leg, just get up and walk it off. You just don't do that. I mean, this is a medical as well as a mental condition. And did you find in the course of writing your book that a lot of people are hoping that the pill will just kind of mask these symptoms because they don't want to confront the fact that there really is something going on in terms of chemical imbalance?
That's a great question, Governor. Yes, I think that in some ways some people did take a pill hoping that, yes, as you say, it would be sort of a quick fix and that they could take a pill and just forget about it. And what I found was that, yes, sometimes they hope that would be the case, but in a way it sort of came back to bite them in the sense that a couple years later, you know, they would find that, yes, as I argue in the book, taking a pill is more complicated, and they would have to deal with these questions. They would have to, you know, deal with the fact that their friends are asking, well, why are you popping a pill at lunchtime in the middle of, fourth period? You know, they would have to deal with the fact that the pill is actually changing aspects of their personality, perhaps, that they hold dear. The fact that they, you know, feel less creative or less funny, or they feel numbed on the medication. Or, you know, they're dealing with complicated issues like the fact that maybe they want to take medication, their parents don't think they should be on it, or vice versa. So I think that there are all these kind of complicated issues that maybe people don't foresee when they first make that decision to take the medication.
We're talking about medicating children for mental illnesses. 855-840-4825. That's 855-840-4825. That's our number. We're going to be taking your calls in just a little bit. Our next guest joining us is Claire Robson, who is one of the five people whose case studies forms the basis of Caitlin Bell Barnett's book called Dosed, The Medication Generation Grows Up. Claire, thanks for joining us. This is an issue that you experienced from age 11. Tell me your own personal pilgrimage being medicated as a child.
Well, medication has always been a pretty complicated issue for me, and it's still not really straightened out. It's as As I've grown, I've had to change and search through different medications and deal with all kinds of different side effects and different downsides, as well as dealing with a lot of the things that medication just doesn't cover for me. So it's been what I would describe as a bit of a maze.
Caitlin, I want to go back to you about when you wrote the book. Were you surprised at some of the things that you discovered? I mean, this was a journey you had been on, then you see it in people like Claire. What was the biggest surprise you found as you looked at this issue of the massive way in which Americans are medicating children? Because nobody on earth, no other country, prescribes as much medication for anybody, especially for children, as we do in the country.
One of the most surprising things for me was how profoundly the young people that I interviewed, even if medication had been really helpful for them, how profoundly they did not want to be on medication. And in a way, maybe that shouldn't surprise me. I guess nobody wants to be taking a pill, especially a pill that they're going to get judged for taking. There's all this stigma and judgment around taking a pill, even, you know, in our culture, which we think of as being sort of pill happy. But, you know, even people I think who had really good experiences and felt like the medication really alleviated their symptoms, many of them had tried again and again to quit taking the medication, and they found their symptoms coming back again, and they had to return to the medication, and that was very disappointing and could be very dispiriting for them.
855-840-4825. We'll be taking your calls in just a moment. Dr. Elliott, I'd like to ask you to describe for us, what should a parent look for to know it's time to go to the doctor and talk about the possibility of some type of mental illness going on with one's child?
Well, the main thing we look for is what we think of as impairment, and that often gets lost. We're not actually worried just about diagnoses, although that certainly is important in understanding what medicine to use. But it's the real question is something going on that is really interfering with this child's ability to get along both at school and at home and really make progress. And if the answer to that is yes, it doesn't necessarily mean that medication is needed, but it means that at least somebody, maybe the parent, but somebody with, probably with some professional background needs to look and see what's going on and what can we do to help.
That's Dr. Glenn Elliott, Chief Psychiatrist and Medical Director of the Children's Health Council. Also Claire Robson and Caitlin Bell Barnett, who has written the book Dosed, The Medication Generation Grows Up. Well, frankly, with all this in the news, it's kind of a wonder that we're not all on anti-anxiety medication. The best therapy for dealing with a lot of things is to call this show. And you can do that at 855-840-4825. We'll be taking your calls. You know, we all travel a lot. I mean, I was in Scottsdale, Arizona last night. I'm back in the studio today. I'm in New York every weekend to do the show on Fox News. Sometimes you just don't want to travel with every piece of electronic gear you have. There is a solution. And I found it, and I'm going to pass it on to you because I want you to have good news and good ways to be more productive. If you have an iPad or an iPhone, wouldn't you be just thrilled if you could work anything you wanted to do on those smart devices? Well, you can with GoToMyPC app. It's real simple. It turns your iPad or your iPhone into your computer. It's an app that you put on your iPhone or your iPad, and when you link to it, it literally connects you up to your desktop or your laptop, wherever it may be. If it's at the office and you get home and realize you need to send a file to a colleague, you don't have to go back to the office. You just click on your phone or on your iPad to go to My PC by Citrix. You can access the entire PC or your entire Mac, work on any program. Do anything that you could do from your computer, and you do it right from your iPhone. It's just incredible. Go to My PC is so convenient. It's easy to use, sets up in minutes. Have I sold you? Of course I have. Absolutely. That's why you right now are looking for your keyboard so you can go to My PC. You get a special 45-day free trial, and this is just for my listeners. Here's how you get it. Visit gotomypc.com. Go to mypc.com. Click on the Try It Free button. Enter the promo code Huckabee. Then you download the free app to your iPad or iPhone. That's go to mypc.com. It's a free trial. Promo code Huckabee for that free trial. Your calls at 855-840-4825. This is the Mike Huckabee Show.